So I think one of the starting points is we've got to make this a community where people are wanting to be here. We've got to make sure that we have all the infrastructure in place. And I think this is really where the Board of Commissioners step in to be proactive, is what does our infrastructure look like? And that ranges everything from roads and bridges to the hospital, the airport, parks and rec, you know, broadband internet access. Those are all things that we have to make sure are in place to where people want to be here, so that when we're trying to attract the right type of development, you know, whether that be single family residents or other options, we want to make sure that we've created an environment that supports that. And again, you know, as the Board of Commissioners, we can't really dictate what people do with their ideas of development. But what we can do is create an environment and a community that facilitates that and brings in the target type of developer that we're looking for. One thing that I'm a big proponent of is long-term planning. And we really have to focus and spend the energy on a long-term plan for the county so that we know how we're going to get there and what those concrete steps and initiatives looks like. But if we don't know where we want to be in 10 years from now, then that's how you get your five-year plan, your three-year plan, and all the way back to what are we doing next week. But it all starts with a long-term plan, and I think housing is no different with that.
Okay.